Morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Movement Radio. I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
And I'm Roger Sierra.
And it is week six of Are You Ready for Some Football? And week five, let's be honest, we were all pretty mid in terms of our predictions and selections for the show. Chip, you want to just tell us what our predictions were this week or the results of the predictions last week were?
I mean, literally, you, Roger, Chad, and I went 7-9. Braden went 8-8. I think it's less to do with our ability to predict who's going to win the game and more with it was just a shit week.
Yeah. I guess we'll go ahead and kick it off with the Houston Texans game. The Houston Texans and the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta won 21-19. Chip, this is your team. So how did you feel overall about the game?
I think I even messaged you guys and was like, you know, this is a defensive showcase. Both teams' defenses showed up, and you know, it just came down to a last minute field goal by Young Waku.
No, I don't accept that.
I'm still the whole game they kept saying Young Waku, and I was like, what are we talking about? Who is this guy? So since he's been in the league from 2017 until this year, everybody has, it's always been Young Hoku, and he's never corrected anybody. And apparently this year we find out that it's not Young Hoku, it's Young Waku.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I don't either. So yeah, just last minute field goal. It really was a defensive game. Neither offenses could really get going. CJ Stroud did break another record. This is an all-time NFL record that he just broke this week. 177 passes with zero interceptions.
Yep.
To start a season.
Yeah, he's up. I mean, he's definitely in rookie of the year contention if he hasn't already clinched it, which there's still some rookies out there that's vying for it, which every year there's always that conversation of who rookie of the year is going to be. I don't think this year is going to be any different. Roger, how'd you feel about Atlanta versus Houston?
Well, real quick, it was 177 pass attempts in a career to start a career without interception.
Right.
Yeah, not a season, but a career, which is still astounding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, this game was just really one of those weird ones we were talking about because no team really got anything going overall.
Well, Atlanta had the fourth quarter where they scored 14 in the fourth quarter. You think it was maybe where it's like well, it was kind of like they kind of like I'm not going to say that the Houston Texans defense gave up because I would never say that, but I'm thinking maybe Atlanta figured out a way to wear them down just enough to where they could make that last ditch effort in the fourth quarter. Maybe
I don't know. Like they scored once in the first and then twice in the fourth. They didn't do anything in second and third. So it's like
I really
don't know what was going on there.
And me neither.
Houston was consistently at least driving down and getting points on the board. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense at all. Like I said, that was one of the weird games. It wasn't even the first weird game of the week, the Thursday.
No, you know, but I mean, Desmond Ridder did have probably the best game of his career, 329 yards and a touchdown. Bijan did his thing. You know, he only had 46 yards rushing, but, you know, he did what he could, and him and Tyler Allgeier, you know, good little change of pace and stuff like that. So overall, yeah, I mean, it blows Texans didn't, you know, win the game. But at the same time, you know, Atlanta, you know, I guess their grit and determination got them through. Let's go ahead and let's jump to the next one. I guess we'll talk about the Miami-New York game. Miami with the victory 31-16. I didn't like the fact that Tua threw two interceptions. One of them went to the house. Devon Achane, you know, 11 carries, 151 yards and a touchdown, which now, from what I've gathered, he's injured or he's dealing with some type of injury right now where he's going to be out for a couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken. But
Raheem, fantasy, yep.
Right. Well, Raheem Mostert is still, you know, putting up good stats too. How did you guys ultimately feel about Miami, New York?
I'm surprised the Dolphins allowed that many points.
Allowed that many points specifically, or that the Giants scored that many points? Is it the fact that they got scored on, or yeah, it was the team that scored
Giants.
On him?
It's a team. Okay. It was the fact that it was a Giant because really they only have Daniel Jones and Darren Waller, and like that's it. Like Not much to do there besides just guard the tight end because the receivers don't catch for shit.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Darren Waller had 8 receptions for 86 yards. He did everything that he could to and the only the only touchdown that they scored
was a defensive touchdown.
It was a defensive touchdown. That was it. So their defense came through. Their offense didn't really do so hot. But I guess it also doesn't hurt that the Dolphins sacked Daniel Jones 5 times, and then Tyrod Taylor came into the game, and then we sacked him 2 more times.
Yeah, you guys killed Daniel Jones, so he's out for it now.
Yeah. Chip, what was your overall impression of the Dolphins-Giants game?
I mean, just like Roger said, I was shocked that the Dolphins allowed the Giants to score that many points. Right. It sucks that Danny Dimes, you know, he got hurt during that game. He's going to be out. I think they're saying 3 to 4 weeks currently. Yeah,
it's like 4 weeks is what they said.
Yeah.
The injury bug hit a lot of people this week.
Well, is it ironic that both Daniel Jones and Saquon are hurt right now?
So the only good offensive player that they have is Darren Waller.
That's it. Yep.
That's it. That's all they got. That's all they got. But moving on, we'll move on to the New York Jets versus Denver Broncos game.
We don't have to.
Well, I mean, the Jets did win 31-21. Overall, how did you guys ultimately feel about this game?
I mean, it's a great game for Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's about it.
22 carries, 177 yards, and a touchdown. Zach Wilson didn't have to do shit. He did throw an interception, but.
Which is still weird to me because how? Our defense has literally not been – it was not the defense they were last year. Last year, I can understand. This year, we're playing so bad on defense. I'm surprised we're fucking not getting scored 70 points every game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting to the point now where it's like, golly, man. But, you know, like you would think with the addition of Sean Payton at quarterback – I'm sorry, the addition of Sean Payton at head coach that this team would be a little bit more motivated. I don't know.
Our pieces aren't clicking. I don't know what it is because the team's able to win. We've been putting points and getting having a contest against people. We just don't finish games again like last season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it. I want to say it was last week when we were talking about it. It's just like the Broncos, they have all the pieces there, but there's something about them that they're the pieces are there, they're just not fitting together,
right?
So I don't know what it is. It's weird,
and nobody can blame freaking Russell Wilson because he's not playing bad this season.
No, he's not.
He actually had a pretty good game, you know, 230 something yards and 2 touchdowns on a day. So I mean, he did his part. But moving on from there, we'll talk about. Unfortunately, again, ladies and gentlemen, we are without Braden and Chad this evening, but we are going to talk about their teams. Baltimore and Pittsburgh game. Baltimore had this game pretty much in hand into the fourth quarter, and then Steelers just roared back in the fourth and beat them 17-10.
Out of nowhere. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so was in this game in particular, did the Steelers win – or did the Ravens
lose?
Oh, Ravens lost.
Yeah, Ravens definitely.
They kind of gave that one up.
Yeah, maybe it was one of them situations where it's like they didn't take them seriously, so they didn't really put all of their effort into it. I'm not gonna say they're lacking, but I am saying that it's like this is Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not doing good this year. We'll get a nice comfortable lead and we'll coast to the end, and then next thing you know. They're on their toes in the fourth quarter, and you're like, what the hell just happened? You know, like that was a very interesting comeback. And Kenny Pickett did all right, 224 and a touchdown. Lamar okay.
Made no sense at all.
Yeah.
Because he threw so many yards and never got a touchdown, and he barely ran either. I don't know what their coverage was, but it was blocking him from everything.
And interception. Not to mention that him and Justin Hill both lost fumbles in this game as well.
Yeah, everybody's got to start watching the Steelers defense package on this game to stop Lamar for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and it was Joey Porter Jr. who made the interception. And George Pickens had a really good game, man. Six receptions, 130 yards and a touchdown. So now, are we going to sit here and say that the injury bug was a reason why maybe Baltimore had some discrepancies on the defense, man?
Are you saying asterisk game?
No, I'm asking, oh, trust me, I hate that. I fucking hate it when people bring up the asterisks. I fucking hate it. It's next man up. It's the way the NFL has always been. No, what I'm asking you is like, does the injuries to the defense or to the injuries to that team, did it kind of mask some deficiencies that they may have?
No, because the Steelers didn't score a touchdown until the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So the defense was there, but the Ravens offense was non-existent in the second half.
Yeah.
They didn't score a single point in the second half.
Did they even make it to the 50?
They got down the field. They just didn't. I don't think they got within a good enough range. Mm.
Which is crazy to me because Justin Tucker can hit it from like 60 something yards. So
yeah, here's the thing. You want him kicking 60 yards every single time you get the ball?
No.
But I mean, if there is a kicker that could kick it with that, with a kicking that
Young Waiku,
it would be Young Waiku, Young Hoku.
No, Young
Waiku. It'll be something different next week. Watch. But anyway,
I was still so confused. I literally texted you guys. I was like, when did he change his name?
When you said that, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, who the fuck was saying that? And then I turned the game over. I was like, nah, this ain't real. Somebody's just trying not to say ho on national TV is what it is.
I think that's what I thought it was.
I think that's what it is, to be honest. There's no way this man's gone 5 years in the league and everyone's been like, that's not my name. Not one time.
The damn Tink Tink song, whatever. That's not my name. What was the what's the name of your kicker?
Jaime Fairbairn.
Now is that his name?
No, that's not his real name.
Or is that
that is his chopped up name? That's like his third syllable of his name and his last name.
His name is so freaking long. Like I thought Pablo Picasso had a long unnecessary name. Like you don't need 15 middle names. Just first last. That's all.
No,
you need.
The thing is, he doesn't have a. It's not his middle name. That's his name. It's literally. He's got a Pacific name, so it's just a long, broken-up name.
I don't get it.
I'm like, that should be a spelling bee word.
spell this NBA player, or spell this NFL player's name, huh? Like, I don't know. All right, last game we're going to go over real quick, Philadelphia Eagles and the LA Rams. Eagles winning 23-14. Eagles kind of, I mean, it was pretty good, 14-10 at the halftime, and third quarter not much of anything, and then in the fourth quarter Philadelphia pulls away with a victory. How did you guys feel overall about this game?
Yet again, another close game for the Eagles that shouldn't have been close. Cooper Kupp came back, but that's
eight
a man.
118.
Yeah, that's a Mando. So why are you not guarding him?
Yeah. But also, Puka Nacua also still got some good numbers, 7 for 71 in a touchdown. So he was still getting numbers up there.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Tutu Atwell is now going to be the guy that loses most of the targets.
Yeah. But you could play him in the slot, though, right? I mean, is that what
Cooper Kupp
anyway?
Is.
Ah, yeah, then that makes sense.
Yeah. So they'll probably put him on the tight end side.
Wait. Okay. Christian Kamenino, you
lie. Are you really trying to say this dude's name like I told you?
Why the fuck is there a hyphen in his like? No,
because
that's
he's
not
a Pacificer.
That's an apostrophe. What the hell is an apostrophe doing in the middle of a name? That makes no sense.
He's a Pacificer. That's what they do.
Okay. Better than a question mark, I guess.
He was born in Hawaii, so.
Yeah, so they got them long Pacific names.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I bet he caught. Well, I was fixing to say I bet he caught hell in school, but I bet every other kid probably had a long ass drawn out name too. Probably
they probably made fun of him for his name being John to begin with.
Probably, right.
John Christian.
Yeah, ha ha! Look at that. You got a colonizer name, John Christian.
Mm. There you go. All right.
real quick, we'll talk about. I want to talk about a couple of the injuries that happened this week. Anthony Richardson has a AC joint sprain on his throwing shoulder. he's going to undergo an MRI, expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks right now. Daniel Jones, we talked about earlier, this is a neck issue that he is having. He says he feels fine, but the doctors are not ready to clear him to return to the game or to the field yet.
I think not this coming week, but the week after they have a bye week, so might as well just rest him to 2 weeks.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyrod Taylor's a serviceable quarterback. He can, you know,
he did all right against the Dolphins, but
yeah.
Those are the only two quarterbacks that are injured right now. Running backs, Jonathan Taylor, who just signed big deal, he's still on IR for an ankle issue. James Conner with the Arizona Cardinals is having a knee issue.
Yep.
Saquon with the Giants has an ankle issue. Javonte Williams from the Broncos is having a quad issue.
Wait, hold on a second. They put Jonathan Taylor back on the IR because he played this week.
Yeah, he played this week.
This is as of what is the date on this? Yesterday. So this is as of yesterday.
Then it must have happened at some point after the game or last quarter of the game or something. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to keep up with that game.
Yeah.
But
Javonte Williams from the Broncos, quad injury. Jamari Gibbs from the Lions is dealing with a hamstring. Khalil Herbert from the Bears is dealing with an ankle. Then moving on to the wide receivers, Justin Jefferson with the Vikings is dealing with a hamstring.
Yep.
T Higgins with the Bengals is still dealing with that rib issue. Cooper Kupp, he came back, but he's still dealing with that hamstring issue. Wandale Robinson with the Giants is in concussion protocol. Tank Dell with the Texans is in concussion protocol. Juju Smith-Schuster for the Patriots, concussion. Zay Jones with the Jaguars, knee issue. Tight ends, Travis Kelce with an ankle issue.
You're getting back for it, so it's probably just a little sprain.
Yeah.
You got that the first or second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came back in the second half, but he wasn't really utilized very much.
He still sort of touched that, didn't he?
I think it was a short one, though.
Yeah, it was like a 4 yard or something like that.
Yeah.
But, out of all the injuries that you rallied off, what team you think is going to suffer the most from a specific injury?
The Giants.
The Giants with Danny
the quarterback, quarterback and running back.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you could say Minnesota because Justin Jefferson was definitely, you know, one of their their best weapon. But I mean, they're not playoff contention. Yeah. Well, that's true. But I'm just talking about in generality here.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Addison is really good. Addison, right? Yeah, Jordan Addison.
Yeah, Addison, yeah.
He's really good. Obviously, he's not no Justin Jefferson because, I mean, that man's been in the league for a few years now. He's become the most explosive and best receiver. But, I mean, Addison's very suffice. Really good, reliable route runner. I mean, he played good last game, too.
He did.
I'm trying to think about what other injury really does anything. Anthony Richardson maybe, but the Colts weren't really doing great to begin with, and it just gives Minshew more time to play.
I was gonna say Minshew's probably gonna come in and I won't say take over because I mean they pretty much gave the starting job to Anthony Richardson, but you know, we'll see where Minshew mania goes from here. But yeah, it sucks for a lot of these players, you know. But that being said, Roger, do you have a question of the week for us?
So this one is the 5 ringless quarterbacks with the most passing yards.
All time?
Yep. 5 ringless quarterbacks. So never won a ring even as a backup late in the career or anything like that. Absolutely no championship.
I got my 5.
I got mine as well.
Both good ones. Yeah. Let me get my pen. There we go.
All right.
All right. And whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first. All right. Here's my list. I got Dan Marino, Warren Moon, Philip Rivers, Jim Kelly, and Donovan McNabb.
You said Dan Marino, Warren Moon, Philip Rivers.
Who would you Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly and Donovan McNabb.
All right, and Chip.
And I'm guessing on that last one.
All right, I also have Dan Marino. I also have Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham. I also have Phillip Rivers and Michael Vick.
Well, you guys got 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Yeah, because you guys both tied at 3.
I'm willing to bet that we both got Dan Marino, Warren Moon, and Phillip Rivers correct.
Yes.
Okay. See, I thought Jim Kelly, because you know he was essentially the Bills quarterback, you know, through the four falls of Buffalo, and I figured he got some yards there. And I don't know why, but Donovan McNabb was just the first quarterback that I thought of, you know.
All right, so this is in order from fifth to first. So number 5 was the one I knew you guys wouldn't get because it was such a stretch that I didn't even think about this guy for a while.
Fran Tarkenton from the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yep. I didn't even think about him.
I didn't even think about him.
Number 4 is Warren Moon. You both got that one. Number 3 is Dan Marino. Number 2, got the ice in his vein.
Matty Ice?
Matty Ice, Matt Ryan.
Oh.
Wow.
Number
well,
1.
Damn, he won a fucking MVP in 2016. I didn't
but
even think
a,
about
but
that.
But not a title.
But not a title. He could have won a title if they didn't perform the biggest choke job in the history of sports. Well, I almost said sports, but definitely in football.
It's football for sure.
Yeah. What's the tiebreaker?
I'm going to look up Jim Kelly and Randall Cunningham's stats.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like those would be the guys next in line. Did Cunningham win a title with the Ravens?
I don't think so.
Hang on a second. We're gonna do a little googly search for just a second.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he played. Yeah, he was a Cowboy in the year 2000.
But he played for the Ravens for 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a year after they won the title. Yeah. He backed up Elvis Gerbach.
All right, so Cunningham has 29-9-59, and then Jim Kelly. Next in line would be Jim Kelly at 35,467 yards.
Oof.
Wow.
That was incredible. 4 championship runs, none of them victorious.
None of them.
I can't wait for next week's question. I'm going to start doing some research tonight.
There you go. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's run down these power rankings real quick. Before we go to our teams, let me just say that the Chicago Bears are no longer the worst team in the NFL.
That distinction
goes to the Carolina Panthers. Now, let's go through our teams real quick. Wait, one more thing before we get to our teams. And I've looked this up. At number 29 is the New England Patriots. It is the lowest that they have been in a power ranking since the 90s. So that should tell you something. At number 28, the Denver Broncos. At number 21, dropping 6 spots, is the Houston Texans.
6 spots? That's stupid.
I agree.
That's stupid.
Wow.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, yes, last week I said they were too high, but I also think dropping 6 spots on a loss, a field goal loss, is ignorant.
Well, this one might piss you off a little bit. The Falcons jumped up 5 spots from 21 to 16.
They're definitely not that good.
They are not that good, no. All right, so here's our top 10. At number 10, dropping 2 spots are the Baltimore Ravens. Fair. At number 9, staying at 9, is the Seattle Seahawks. At number 8, dropping 3 spots, the Dallas Cowboys. At number 7, bumping up 5 spots, is the Jacksonville Jaguars. At number 6, dropping 3 spots, is the Buffalo Bills. At number 5, bumping up 2 spots, are the Detroit Lions. At number 4, bumping up 2 spots, is the Miami Dolphins. Dropping down a spot to 3 is the Kansas City Chiefs. Bumping up 2 spots to the number 2 spot is the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, as we all know, the San Francisco 49ers are the number 1 ranked team in the NFL right now.
So my thing is, I'm a big Lions believer, but I don't know if they're 5th best in the league all around.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's some – like the Saints bumped up 4 spots.
It's the weird week because of all these random losses that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. The Bengals bumped up 5?
For what? They still play like ass.
And they beat the Cardinals. Indianapolis went from 20. No, no. Yeah, Indianapolis bumped up 9 spots to number 17.
For beating the decrepit Titans?
For beating the decrepit Titans, yes.
The Titans are where we thought we were.
Oh, the Titans dropped 7 spots.
This week makes no sense.
Yeah, none.
All right. Well,
yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get these actual.
We're dealing with this bullshit out of the way.
Let's hope that this week is the week of stuff going back to normal. Also, 4 teams being out last week really was weird, and only 2 weeks teams being out this week makes no sense at all to me.
Yeah.
Wait, there were teams on bye last week?
Yeah, there were 4 teams.
4 teams on bye.
Remember, we didn't talk about Baker Mayfield.
No, the Bucks, shit. The Chargers.
Yeah, you're right. The Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, the Chargers on Justin Herbert talk.
Oh, okay, that's right.
And I forget
Browns and Seahawks. And yeah. I thought it was weird that the Seahawks stayed where they were because they didn't play. And usually, you know, we talked about it before how teams drop places and we're not losing, yet the Seahawks didn't this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Packers and Steelers have the bye this week. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I was like. We go from 4-2. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Oh, hell, I think one week this week, there's like 6 teams on bye.
Yeah, they'll have to because of how stupid they're doing this. It should be 4 teams every week if you want to do it that way.
Yep.
I propose, and maybe this is just me, and it might be a dumb idea, but here's what I propose. I propose that you do just a division a week.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely can't do that.
Tell me why.
Because you're losing that whole fan base for that division.
I can see that, but it does give them the bye week, and then they're right back to it. Unless you just go, okay, these 4 teams in the NFC, these 4 teams in the AFC, these 4, you know, which...
I think you should do 2 from each division, and you just alternate east to west, north and south. And just do it that way.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense,
I guess.
So moving on to... Week 6, we'll start with the Thursday nighter.
The barn burner of the week.
Yes, Broncos versus Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Yeah, everybody picked the Chiefs on this.
Yeah, I think that was pretty self-explanatory. It's in Arrowhead. They're just going to do their thing, you know.
Here's the thing. Go back and look at every Thursday night football game this week. They've all been terrible, or this year.
They have.
Well, they were only, I think, only 2 last year were good, and the rest were garbage as well.
Yeah. So then we move to our third London game in a row.
This one is also in Tottenham, which is where the Jags played last time.
Yes. Ravens versus Titans.
And the Ravens are already leaving for London. They're not being stupid like the Bills.
Well, yeah. And so the Titans. I was listening to Mike Keefe, who is the voice of the Titans. He said they won't leave out until Thursday to get there. Then they'll practice Friday, Saturday there, and then play the game Sunday.
That's stupid.
And then immediately jump on a plane and come home.
Fuck that shit. Like, that's stupid. John Harbaugh's got the idea. Guys, take Monday off. Get here on Tuesday. We're leaving out Tuesday. We'll arrive either Tuesday to early Wednesday morning or afternoon or whatever. Get your lift in, practice. You have a whole lot of time. That jet lag fucks people up. I mean, you've seen it with the Bills game, you know. Now, granted, they played with somewhat good, you know, rhythm and things of that nature. But, I mean, they didn't look like the Bills that beat the Dolphins a couple of weeks ago. You know what I mean? So, it's like, you know – jet lag is a real thing. I've never experienced it. I've never been on an airplane before. But
it sucks.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, hopefully one day I'll be on a plane, you know.
So well, where are we guys
going?
I got
my passport already, so better get yours. Mine will be here January.
You're not going to be here January?
I said my passport gets here January.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't going to be here in January. I was like, where are you going?
Well, hopefully with that passport, I can go wherever I want now.
Right. I don't blame you. All right. But I'm going to go with the Ravens on
Ravens,
this.
Ravens, yeah. I'm pretty sure we're all going Ravens.
Yeah, everybody went Ravens here.
Yep.
So then we move on from there to Washington versus the Falcons.
Let's go Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going to go Falcons too.
No real reason besides them just being shit teams. So might as well pick one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Falcons too. Why not?
All right. That's another across the board for the Falcons.
Are we going to do this? Because it only happened since we all started doing this shit. It's only happened one time where we've just cleared the board.
Well, I can tell you the next one will not be a clear the board.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Next game up, we got the Vikings versus the Bears.
I'm going Bears. It's a Soldier Field. I'm going for Bears.
The Vikings being without Justin Jefferson, I do think is going to hurt them a lot. Justin Fields is playing better. Fuck it. I'm going to go Bears too. Fuck it. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going Bears too.
Everybody but Braden went Bears. Braden went Vikings, and I wonder if he knew if Justin Jefferson was injured, if his pick would change. Because he sent me his picks yesterday,
right?
Because he's leaving for Florida, he left Florida already. Yeah. So I wonder if his pick would have changed.
But I think he knew, though.
It's too late. Too late to change it.
Yeah. No, he's going to pull a Chad.
It's written in ink. It's written in ink.
He's going to pull a Chad.
If such and such is played, I'm going for this team. If they're not, then I'm going for this team. Yeah.
We're putting an asterisk next to the thing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how it works.
Damn it, it's written in ink.
Next up, we have the Seahawks versus the Bengals.
I'm going to go Seahawks.
Seahawks.
I'm going with Seahawks because I don't know what Bengal team's going to show up. So I'm just going to go Seahawks.
Right. So this one across the board was Seahawks, except for Braden. Chad.
Really?
Chad's going Bengals.
Why? What did they prove last week?
That they could beat the Cardinals.
Oh, fuck. We're such a hard team to beat.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we got 49ers versus Browns.
49ers.
And I believe Deshaun Watson will be back for this game.
He's stated to be back for this game.
Yeah. I don't think it matters.
No, we don't.
They're going to put him in the dirt, so it don't matter.
Right.
Right. So this is another across-the-board 49ers.
Yep.
Next up, we got Saints versus Texans.
I'm going Texans still.
Yeah, I'm still going to go Texans
as
well.
I'm going Texans still, yeah.
Yeah, because the New Orleans defense is showing their age. They've been showing their age. Now, granted, not against New England, but then again, New England's playing like dog shit. So I ain't really putting too much stock into that. But the Texans are on a roll. They got one of the best young quarterbacks right now in CJ Stroud. He has come into – he's not at his peak yet. He's getting close to it.
And I think he's anywhere near his peak.
I'm talking about the season. I'm not talking about his career. I'm talking about just this season. He's hitting his stride in the season is what I meant. Now, he's got years and years before he hits his peak, before he hits his prime, rather. I'm going Texans.
All right, so on this, the three of us went Texans. Chad and Braden both went Saints.
Okay.
Smoking dope. That's what it does for you.
Next up, we got the Colts versus the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
I don't know. I don't know.
Jaguars.
I don't know.
Is this a revenge game for
Gardner
Minshew? That's what I got in my head right now. I think Gardner Minshew is going to come out and be like, "I'm going to show you motherfuckers why you should have kept me," you know, instead of you went with Sunshine. But it's cool.
I mean, didn't he have that game last year?
I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
But the Colts also they got Jonathan Taylor back. I mean,
allegedly.
Dealing with an ankle.
Allegedly.
So. Allegedly.
No, I'm gonna stick with my gut. I'm gonna go with Jaguars. I'm just gonna stick to my gut. If I'm wrong, damn it, I'm wrong.
All right. This is another across the board Jaguars. We're either all gonna have a good week or a terrible week again.
Like we did again, yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Next up, Panthers versus Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I don't know, this one's harder to think about. Dolphins lost their best player in A-Chain, so I think the Dolphins might win this one, so I'm going to go Dolphins.
That should be across the board, right, Chip?
It is across the board.
I know. All right,
next up, we got the Patriots versus the Raiders.
Raiders.
I know Chandler Jones ain't there, but someone's going to put Mac Jones through hell again. Just
Max Crosby.
Mac, there you go. Crosby can do it.
So once again, across the board, Raiders.
No, this next game, I'm waiting for this next one. I think there's
going to be some
thinking on this one.
Yeah. Next up, we got the Lions versus the Buccaneers.
You team Lions or you team Baker, Bubba? What you going to do?
Team Lions, boy.
Okay. I just wanted to see where your allegiance was. I'm also going with the Lions in this one, too.
Okay.
This is going to be a really great game, though.
I'm calling this game of the week. I'm calling it right now.
So this one is across the board Lions.
Yeah. Except for Chad.
Except for me. I'm going Bucks on this one.
Okay. First of all, no. Change Chad's pick. He ain't allowed to talk shit about the team. And then, no. Yeah. He ain't allowed to do that. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going Bucks on this one, so.
Notice how he didn't say anything after the Lions beat the Packers either.
No, not a word.
Not a word.
Not a word.
Not a word. Not a syllable.
So next game up, we got Cardinals versus Rams.
Rams. After this win, the Rams will go up to like number 15 because they beat the Cardinals.
Oh yeah,
because apparently that's the team to beat right there.
Yeah,
right.
You beat the Cardinals, you in the top 10, man.
Doesn't make any sense.
It don't, but it's the way the NFL is sometimes.
Next game up, we have the Eagles versus the Jets.
Going to Eagles. That defense is going to kill Zach Wilson. Well, the front
seven is.
Yeah, because it's talking about the secondary. But
another across the board, all Eagles there. Then we move on to our Sunday night football game, Giants versus Bills.
You know what? I know why Chad picked the Lions, because the Packers aren't playing this week.
Yep.
But you said Bills. I'm going with Bills.
Yeah, I'm undercover Bills. Lions fan. It's all good. I'm going Bills as well.
And once again, that is Bills across the board.
Hopefully they don't shit the bed.
They right. Might.
Our Monday night game, Cowboys versus Chargers.
This one's a little bit harder to call. And the only reason why I say that, I where was this elite defense? Well, now, granted, they played against the 49ers.
They played the 49ers. So that's the only thing.
That's kind of unfair to say.
But the 49ers offense is so fucking stout, though. I mean, who really? Yeah. And nobody's been able to stop them, so.
No. They are the only team. I said it a couple weeks ago. They are the only team, in my opinion, that is legit feared on both sides of the ball.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know.
They finally, but like we said last year, them giving CMC was guaranteed a championship. Granted, him and Brock Purdy didn't hit it off immediately. They still played well, but this season, they got that chemistry way too well.
Yeah. We talked about this today at we talked about that, the 49ers today at work, and somebody actually told me, they said, what are the odds that the 49ers, being as good as they are, could go undefeated? Nah, nobody goes. Well, it's a rarity. It hadn't happened since 2007.
They didn't go undefeated.
Didn't go undefeated.
In the regular season.
Okay, but you have to clarify that before somebody went undefeated.
Okay.
Nobody has gone undefeated since the Dolphins.
Since your team back in the 440s.
440s. You're an asshole. But no, yeah, the last undefeated championship team was 1972. The last undefeated regular season was 2007 from the New England Patriots. Yeah. And they had everybody and their mama on the damn team too. Tom Brady, Randy Moss, and all them great players. But if I'm being honest, when we talk about the Cowboys and the Chargers, this might be a hot take. I think the Chargers might pull out a surprise win here. I'm going to go Chargers.
I'm still going to go Cowboys. I just think it's different when you play the 49ers because that's a different offense and defense you have to prepare for. So even if you have a strong defense, they're going to find the one weakness because of how great their offense is. I mean, you've got Kittle scoring 3 touchdowns, Christian McCaffrey every other week scoring 4 touchdowns. Then you got Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel when they're healthy scoring 2 touchdowns. Like, there's no way to stop that team. If you stop one player, there's 3 or 4 other. It's been so long since we've seen a team that has weapons literally in every position.
Yeah, long. Maybe the greatest show on turf when they had Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt.
I mean, the Colts when they had
They had Manning, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, a young T.Y. Hilton, Brandon Stokley, Austin Collie. Collie was later.
Before that, when they had that running back that I can never pronounce his name,
Edgerrin James.
Yes, him.
Yeah, Edgerrin James. Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think about other teams besides since that. I mean,
very few and far between the elite ones. Very few and far between.
Cowboys.
Except for talent.
I'll be all mad out on that one.
That's fine.
And real quick, because I forgot to do it, I'm going to go back through and give the over under and point spread for each game. Broncos Chiefs by 10.5 with the over under at 47.5.
Probably more than that, to be honest.
Yeah, I would say more than that.
Let's see, Ravens Titans. It's Baltimore by 4 and the over under is 41.
Really that close?
I see it that close.
I don't know, because they're gonna be an advantage by being in London earlier than the Titans.
Yeah. Falcons and Washington, Atlanta by 2.5, over under is 42 on that game.
So we're expecting 3 touchdowns from each.
Yeah. Let's see. Saints, Texans, New Orleans by 1.5 with the over under 42.5.
Oh, that's a super close game. That can definitely. Yeah. I still think the Texans are winning that one.
Yeah. Seahawks, Bengals, Cincinnati by 3, over under 45.5.
What is this disrespect towards the Seahawks all of a sudden? Like, it's the fucking Bengals. They haven't done anything this season besides
you don't know what team's going to show up, you know?
Colts, Jags. They've got Jags by 4.5, the over under at 45.5.
Oh, they're not expecting them to score that much against each other.
No.
See, Dolphins, Carolina. Miami by 13.5 with the over-under being 48.5.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's too high.
That's crazy.
That over-under is way too high, dude.
Dude, touchdown. I mean, no, I can see it, but the fact that they have the Chiefs less than that on the Broncos is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
But it's the Panthers, so I guess they're just giving like...
If you told me 7, 1 touchdown, I'd be like, that makes sense.
I can see 10.
Damn, 13?
I can see 10. But, I mean, it's 10. The Panthers, so, I mean.
Yeah.
Dude,
if J.C. Horn's still not back, I don't believe. So, there really is no coverage on any side of the field whatsoever.
There's really not.
Moving on, Minnesota and Chicago. They have Minnesota by 2.5 with the over-under at 45.5.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Haters.
This game is closer to a pick 'em than it is a – than it is a over under either way.
Yeah. 49ers Browns, they got the 49ers by 5.5 with the over under at 37.5.
What?
No, I can see it.
I can see it. If Deshaun's back and playing as to what he has been, you know, earlier in the season, I can see that.
Oh, that
against that defense though?
No, it was, well, yeah, but you also got to remember Myles Garrett's on the other side.
That's all they got.
That's all you need.
I mean, when he comes at you wielding a helmet, you gonna move.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I think it's too close, but okay.
New England and Las Vegas. They got Vegas by 3 with the over under at 41.5.
That's a lot of points, though. That for is those a lot two of teams. Points. I don't think they'll. Yeah. I don't think they'll get 40. I might take the. I'll definitely take the under on that one.
I'm taking the under. Hell, Bill Belichick and the Patriots have been outscored 72-6 over the last two games.
That's,
or 72-3 in the last two games.
That's fucking horrendous.
Like, come on now. Go ahead, Chip.
Lions Bucks. They've got Lions by 3 with the over under at 44.
I can see that though. We definitely see this being the game of the week, and it's gonna be a tough game.
Yeah.
Those teams are pretty much level on almost all sides. It really depends if Amon St. Brown comes back or not. He's still injured. But they should get, I think Williams should actually be more consistent game.
Yeah.
Because he got him back technically last week, and Campbell said he's going to slowly bring him in. I think this is the game where he uses him more. Granted, like Braden said in offseason, I said in offseason, him being in the game or not really hasn't affected them regardless, but it is good to have somebody else there to throw the ball to, since you won't be able to throw downfield as much because Amon St. Brown isn't there. Although Laporta has been showing off in the absence of Amon St. Brown, and that man is catching everything going down the field.
Yes, yep, he is.
He has.
So from there, the Cardinals and Rams. They got Rams by 7 with the over under at 48.5.
No, that's way too much.
Unless 40 of those points are the Rams.
I could see the Rams putting up 40.
Here's one for you. Eagles Jets. Eagles by 7. Eagles by 7 over under 41.5.
What? No. What? The Jets secondary is good enough to maintain Devontae Smith and AJ Brown, but that run game though, they don't have run defense.
They don't. They don't. Not at all.
But are they going to? Are the Jets going to rely heavily on their running game early on to wear down that defense?
That's what I'm thinking. That's probably their strategy going into the game.
Because I'm going to run Breece Lightning all day, every day until we can. Because you saw it last game. He'll break out and randomly for a 70-yard run out of nowhere.
Yep.
Giants, Bills. They got the Bills by 14 with the over-under of 45.
So winning by 14, but scoring at least 45 total points between both teams. That means it'd be 32-18 or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the Cowboys Chargers, it's Cowboys by 2 over under 51.
So they're not expecting any defense.
I was saying, the Cowboys defense does not exist anymore.
apparently not. I mean, they were non-existent against the 49ers, but that's a different case.
Yeah, I mean, that's the 49ers. They're fucking destructive.
Right, yeah.
Also, isn't Keenan Allen out again?
I thought he came back. I thought he was...
Well, I mean, they were out last week, but...
I think... Does Austin Eckler come back this week, or has he got a few more games left to come before he comes back?
He might be back for this game.
Let me check the thing real quick.
I mean, he still may be listed as out. It is too early for us to really know for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Tonight was opening night in the NHL. Why the hell did I think about that?
Oh, it's got to be a good game, too.
Yeah. Chicago and Pittsburgh play at 8 o'clock, and Seattle and Vegas play at 10:30.
Yep, that's the one I was waiting for.
The Preds played today, too.
Yeah, they're playing right now. They're playing Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, the Lightning.
And right now Tampa Bay's beating them 4-3 with 5 minutes left in the third period.
It's not bad at all, though. Close game.
Very close game. Yeah. I love games like that, though.
I just love hockey.
Yeah, I do, too.
And it's officially hockey season up here, so that means I get to go watch the Ice Bears.
Yes. And the Kings season begins October 18th. No, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said October. It is October. The 11th. October 11th.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, we open our season against...
Hold on, let me think. You're Kings, so hold on, let me think. Is it San Jose?
It's not San Jose.
Oh, I was hoping it was...
San Jose.
Is it the Ducks?
It's not the Ducks. It is a...
It has to be a Western team.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are they a California team?
No.
A Texas team?
No.
There's only one Texas team.
Is it? They are the Dallas Stars. Yeah, yeah, my fault. Minnesota Wild?
No. It's more west than Minnesota.
Vancouver?
It's in the United States.
Fuck me. How about that? Go ahead, just say it.
It's the Avalanche, Colorado Avalanche.
Colorado, fuck. Of course. Those pieces of shit.
Yeah, those weed smoking, beer drinking, willing fools. Anyway, but yeah. I don't hate them as much as I don't like San Jose, but
that's your team, man. What are you talking about?
Everybody has that one like we all have Penguins. That one team we hate. Yep, yours Penguins. Is the Penguins, but it's like in separate. It's like there's tiers to.
But think about it. Now, I hate them so much more than I hate the Bruins.
Yeah,
think about that.
Which makes no sense because you're a Rangers fan. You figure, which I mean, that whole area you think would.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah. So fuck the Islanders.
Oh, definitely fuck the Islanders. They're fucking stat. They're Long Island team. Ew, disgusting. Get them out of here.
Long Island pieces of shit.
Disgusting. Trash. They're the New Jersey of New York.
Ooh. Damn.
Fuck the Devils for eliminating us the last like 3 or 4 years. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck the Bruins. Now that they don't have the Char anymore. The last true enforcer. Fuck the Penguins, because fuck the Penguins. Fuck them hard. Hope their building burns down. Nobody gets injured, but the building burns down.
Right. Damn.
In other words, fuck Malkin, no. Fuck Sidney Crosby.
Oh, for sure. All of them. Yeah, especially Sidney Crosby.
I figured you'd say Malkin more than Sidney Crosby, though.
Like, Sidney Crosby is worse than Tom Brady was back in the 2000s.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah, I hate that motherfucker so much.
Hold on. Let me find this Neosporin. Apparently that was a burn.
I hate that motherfucker so much.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's it. You got a little bit of hockey mixed in with Are You Ready for Some Football, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, thank you guys for tuning in tonight to watch this. Braden should be back next week. Chad hopefully will be on in the next coming weeks.
Fuck Chad.
There you go. You heard him. Excuse me.
I said what I said.
Yeah. But
I heard
before we tune out, you guys are obviously going on a excursion this weekend.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We're going to
Cartersville. Go ahead.
Cartersville Comic Con. That's gonna be fun. A lot of good people there. The Bronze Age Batgirl is gonna be there. We'll get to see our boy Brian Silverbacks.
Jason Flowers.
Alex Ogle.
Our people.
So yeah, if you're in attendance and you see us wandering around, stop us and jump on the video. Yep. You know, we'll be talking all things anime and comic book related there. So
Yeah,
definitely do that. Yes. And then next week, we'll talk about it more next week, but next week is Chattanooga Comic Con. Cannot wait for that one.
I know, my anxiety's, it's a good anxiety, but my anxiety's up there right now. I'm ready for it.
I already filled up on Wellbutrin. I'm good. it's my anxiety medicine anyway. But yes, water, lots and lots and lots of water. I'm bringing two cases, by the way. I don't know if we're going to have a table, but I'm going to figure out a way to get us some water.
We have a table.
then we have a place to put the water. We're good. Yeah. Then. All right, cool. But yeah, come out to chat Cartersville Comic Con this upcoming Saturday, and also October 21st and 22nd at the Chattanooga Convention Center, C3 Chattanooga Comic Con. All types of crazy stuff going to happen. There's going to be panels. There's going to be special guests. There's going to be cosplay contest. They're doing a movie that night. A movie premiere that night. Just a whole lot of crazy guests is going to be there. Our boy Ming Chen's going to be there. Billy West is going to be there. It's a plethora of different artists are going to be there. Celebrities, different guests, different things you guys can do. Come if you love dressing up in cosplay. Come dress up in cosplay. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. We're probably not going to get any sleep that weekend, the three of us, from networking, shooting video, shooting B-roll, doing interviews, doing panels, hosting panels, recording panels, taking pictures. Just it's going to be crazy, but we love it.
Cocaine, it's what we like fucking to do. Hookers.
No. That's Roger.
The normal stuff we do on the weekends.
The normal.
Don't get yourself caught up.
I ain't gonna get caught up with shit.
Yeah, don't get caught up.
Caught up. Let me end this before Usher sends me a cease and desist. Anyway, thank you guys again so much for tuning into this episode of Are You Ready for Some Football? What's some of your opinion? What's your picks? Let us know in the comment section down below. And thank you guys once again for joining us tonight. Anything you guys want to say before we bounce out of here?
As always, please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on Spotify and right here on YouTube.
Go ahead, Raj.
Sorry, I was leaving that message. As always, on Spotify, leave us a 5-star review. If you don't leave us a 5-star review, let us know why. Probably because you're a fucking Penguins fan and we don't care about your opinion anyway. why are you laughing?
Nah. Because I'm waiting for a Penguins fan to actually message.
Fuck them. Like, old Raven Mask? Fuck Raven Mask.
Raven Mask. Yeah. Are you still butthurt over the Death Note thing? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, Raven Mask didn't have anything to do with the Death Note thing.
Who said? Yeah. I thought you said
he's one that made fun of us for picking Cincinnati the first week.
Oh yeah, well fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
We pick what we want. All right, but yeah, that being yeah, leave a comment. Say it's chat. that being said, also check us out on all of our streaming platforms right here on the streaming platform Spotify. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Make sure you check out streamlabs.com/movementradio/merch. Go copy some merch. And also, once again, check out movementradio.us, your one-stop shop for all things movement radio.
I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
I'm Roger Sierra.
And this is Movement Radio.
God's plan.